We could have done better, particularly early in the game. We let them loose on the run that gave them their first touchdown. But I think the biggest thing of taking Forte out, at least you know for most of the game, was when we got a big lead. And the easiest way to stop the run is be protecting a big lead where the run really doesn't matter. Yeah, we have. Now, I mean, they made their plays also. You know, they got a couple turnovers that, that led to points, and but our guys make their plays. You know, I mean, we can't worry about what other people say about us or what other people say about our opponents. We know what we have. We need to go out and play hard, play tough, play physical, and make our plays. And our guys have proven this year that they can do that. It was a big problem for us last year. We didn't get very many turnovers on defense. We got some playmakers on defense. We have some guys up front that can rush, some guys in the back end that can go get the ball. We had a lot of injuries in the back end today, but we were still able to make enough plays to win the game.
Both sides of the ball, was that kind of, you know, is that what you see as Lion football, the defense forcing mistakes, getting field position for the punt team, and then quick touchdown?
Lion football is getting a win however we can get it. And honestly, I don't care about any stats. I don't care about anything other than the final score. And we got the win today. I'll leave all the stats for other people, all the scoring for fantasy football people. Worried about winning games. And any way we can get them, we're going to take them.
Speaking of getting pressure up front, Sue has been seemingly very good all year, but today even ratcheted up a notch, a couple of sacks and forced a fumble. Is that even better than he has been early in the season?
No, he's playing at a high level the whole season. I think another play that may fly below the radar was they completed a third down and it got negated with a penalty that was against Sue with a hands to the face. I mean, they were trying everything to get him stopped. And the very next play, we intercepted. So he's had a couple that don't show up on the scorecard, you know, forced interceptions and stuff like that, and that was another one. Our pass rush was doing a good job. I can't believe we didn't get about 100 holding penalties against them today.
But you did get something you haven't gotten before, and that was a big return on the punt return. When you get that, what is the advantage? What does that give you?
Just flipping field position like that. The offense is already in scoring range, and we can be aggressive there and not have to worry about, you know, getting it up. You know, early in the game, you know, we were moving the ball very effectively, but we were getting held on those third and ones and third and twos, and we ended up with a lot of field goal attempts. But, we eventually got it right, and we started scoring touchdowns. And, you know, however the offense gets the ball, whether it's a interception, a fumble, a punt, big punt return, we put those guys in position. We got a lot of playmakers on offense to go score. Yeah, they've done a nice job all year. You know, we had an injury. Jason Fox went down. You know, he's closer to coming back now. Hilliard stepped in, done a nice job. Larry Wolford's done a nice job. I think those guys have not only blocked or protected the quarterback well, but they've also blocked the run well. And they're an underrated group. They're not underrated to us, but it was a big worry. I mean, every time in training camp, I just took a question about, everybody's fretting about our offensive line. I think our offensive line's done a pretty good job so far.
Given Jake's absence, how important was it to get Pettigrew going again?
Whoever it was, we need to get going. And, Pettigrew's a good player, and he made some plays for us today. Chris Durham made a couple big plays at the end, and probably no bigger than recovering the last onside kick. And he took a big shot for it, too. I still can't believe that. We talk a lot about player safety and things like that, and he's laying prone on the ground, is giving himself up, and takes a helmet right to the back. And we don't get any call there. I mean, it's a little hypocritical to talk about player safety when we allow that to go. We allow that to not get called. But Chris toughed it out, and he had to hold on to that ball, and he did. And he did a nice job today. Yeah, Chris went out with a leg. He wasn't able to return. We had a lot of different injuries, but we had some guys step up and have to play. We didn't do a good enough job finishing the game. We got the win. It's the only thing we worry about. But we fumbled the ball in 4 minutes. and, you know, gave up a couple plays in there that we shouldn't have given up.
You mentioned the surprise it wasn't 100 holding calls because of your pass rush was so good. Sue and Farrelly and those guys, though, not getting frustrated when clearly they felt like stuff was going on. Was that a huge element to see from them?
Yeah, they just kept on coming. I mean, they can't worry about officiating the game. They just need to keep on coming. And we let the quarterback escape a couple times, and we paid the price for it. Let him escape a couple times, and we ended up making plays on defense. But you know, those guys resilient, and they know that their job is to go get to the quarterback. And like I said, the game had become one-dimensional, and it's tough to rush the passer. I mean, it takes a lot of energy and 2 minutes, stuff like that, to go rush the passer. Offensive line, a lot of times, just had to take 3 steps backwards. But, you know, pass rush is tough to do, and I thought they did a good job of competing throughout the day.
Jim, can you talk about your special teams? It's kind of an aspect that got a lot, maybe under loss of some people. Martin kicked the ball well, punted well, and then a couple of units. Devin Hester, break open games.
Yeah, he can certainly break open games, and we've seen him do it before. But we couldn't let him do that in this game. And, you know, I thought our guys did a good job of, number one, controlling where he was going with the kick direction and the kick hang time, but also our coverage units were very good. We're much improved in our coverage units. We've been trying to get our return game going. We've been keep on working at it. And guys have been working real hard to, you know, to correct some mistakes and to get better at some things. And, you know, we did get a long return today, and I thought that was good to see from him.
Couple more for Coach.
He came to Detroit for the building blocks with Stafford, and now 50 games into his career, he's accomplished some things he wants accomplished at that rate. Can you just talk about his maturation as a quarterback and kind of what he brings to you or what you've seen from him?
Yeah, I mean, I've said so much about Matt that, I mean, you run out of good things to say, but he's our leader. You know, we're never out of a game when he's in the game, and he's going to lead this franchise to great things.
I wanted to ask you, in years past, sometimes when Calvin wasn't going, you did not have a plan B all the time. So is it safe to say you have a more versatile offense with the guys that you have? What does that mean for you if that is the case?
Well, I wouldn't say we haven't had plan Bs. It's just, you know, I mean, there's a difference between having a plan B and being able to execute a plan B. And I think we've done a good job. When Reggie Bush was down, other guys stepped up and made plays. Nate Burleson's been down. Other guys stepped up and made plays. When teams have tried to scheme Calvin out of the game, we've been able to step up and make plays. We're 3-1. It's the only thing we worry about. We're not care. I mean, honestly, you know, we're not keeping tabs of who's getting, you know, who's getting the ball and who's getting touches and who's got, you know, everything else. All we're trying to do is score more points than our opponent and win the game. We've done it 3 times. We lost one. We're through the first quarter of the season. We put ourselves in good position right now.